It's hugely important. Canada and Mexico are two of our biggest trading partners for U.S. beef. And NAFTA, we have no tariffs, no trade barriers whatsoever as it relates to U.S. beef going into Mexico and Canada. So it's pretty hard to improve upon that. So I happen to have been appointed to the Secretary of Agriculture and the Trade Ambassadors Advisory Ag Policy Committee. And so I'm doing my best to make sure that Ambassador Lighthizer and Secretary Perdue hear from producers that, you know, don't cause us any harm on NAFTA, and to try to get that message to the president that as he makes his considerations on NAFTA, not to do anything that will cause us harm.
Castor knows that is just one of the many issues they will be discussing, issues their Washington, D.C. staff work with on a daily basis.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the largest and oldest trade association for cattlemen in the country. We cover dozens and dozens of issues. We have an office in Washington, D.C., and the number one grassroots thing that our members want us to do is to be representing producers in Washington, D.C. each and every day while guys like me are back home working, that I know that I have professional representation with people who know our issues and are advocating for us each and every day. So I want producers to know, if you're a member of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not only do you have a voice and a say in what our policies are going to be, you can rest assured that while we're out working on the ranches and farms, we have competent, energetic people working on our behalf each and every day in Washington, D.C.